This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha shiur this evening is entitled Kiruv, in inviting non-religious guests for Shabbos meals. This is a fascinating topic, and it's something which is connected to this week's parasha. How is it connected to this week's parasha? Because after 36 years, Yaakov Avinu is reunited with Esav. And the Pasuk says, Vayokam balayla ahu vayikach eshtei nosha veshtei shifch Esav ves achad aso yelodov. And he takes his 11 children. Rashi straight away points out, there's one missing. Says Rashi, v'dina heichan hoisa. Big discussion how Rashi knew it was Dina. Okay, not for now. V'dina heichan hoisa, where was Dina? Says Rashi, nos no b'teva, he put her in a box. V'noa b'foneho, and he closed the box. Shaleitin bo Esav Enov, that Enov shouldn't cast his eyes on Dina. And v'lokach ne'enesh Yaakov she'mona me'ochiv, and Yaakov was therefore punished because he held back Dina from encountering Esav, and shematach zeren le'mutov, maybe she would have been a very positive influence on Esav, and therefore v'noflo b'yad Shechem, and the whole story with Shechem happened later as a result of this incident. So you see the concept of positive exposure. Perhaps Dina would have been a positive impact on Esav. Now, so therefore this is a bit of a segue into this concept of inviting non-religious guests for Shabbos meals. Before we go into the nitty-gritty of this particular question, just, you know, as a starting point, as an introduction, is there an obligation to do Kiruv? Perhaps we could turn around and say that, listen, charity begins at home. I have no obligation to look beyond my immediate circle, and maybe there isn't a chiyuv to do kiruv or to, you know, to show others who have less opportunity, to show them the beauty and the richness of Yiddishkeit. So, just what I put on the sheet here, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com, I'll send you the handout. But I put on this handout four possible sources as to why there could be an obligation, a chiyuv to do kiruv. The first one is, Kol Yisraelim, Kol Yisrael, sorry, Arevim Zelazet, that every Jew is a guarantor for the other Jew. We're all one big family. You know, last Shabbos, we had some guests for lunch. So when they came, I said, have you all heard Kiddush? A couple hadn't heard Kiddush. Now, I'd already made Kiddush. So they can make their own Kiddush. But they asked if I could make Kiddush. What is my allowance to make Kiddush for them? I've already made Kiddush. I've heard the mitzvah. I've done the mitzvah. The answer is, Kol Yisraelim Arevim Zelazet. What does that mean? That if my guest hasn't heard Kiddush, there is a lack in me. And therefore, I'm allowed to make Kiddush for that little bit of me that hasn't heard. What does it mean that I've made Kiddush? No, because she hasn't heard, therefore there's a bit of me that hasn't heard. That's really what it means. So, Kol Yisraelim Arevim Zebozeh, Gemara in Shavuos, Lamatesa Medala. So that's one obligation. Therefore, a lack in the other person. Is there something chaser, there's something missing in me as well? Another obligation is, of course, Hechiach Techiach Sametecha. The Rambam says, if you look in the second box on the page, HaReach HaVeir Shechoto, a very interesting Rambam, Hilchos Deyes Perek Vav HaLoch HaZayin, someone who sees his friend sinning, or Sheholoch B'derech LeToiva, or is not on a good path, Mitzvah LaHachzir LeMutov, there is a mitzvah to try and get that person back on the correct path, V'lohudiyo Shehu Chayte Al Atzmai, B'maisiv HaRoyim, and that to inform him or her that he or she are doing the wrong thing. Shenema HaHachiyach Techiach HaSametecha, it's one of the most hard, most difficult mitzvahs of all mitzvahs to do. To do it in a way which is impactful. And there are lots of parameters. Maybe we'll have a topic on it another time. But it's a very, very hard mitzvah to do. And listen to the advice of the Rambam. Vayidabelo benachas. Good to speak gently. Beloshen rako, in a soft language. Vayodiyu she'ina oimelo. Elele tovoso. I'm doing this for your benefit. Lahavir lechayi holamabo. This is going to bring you to the world to come. And this is perhaps a very striking, bold line of the Rambam. Anyone who has the ability to protest, and does not protest, who nitfas ba'oven, he is also culpable for this aveira, because he could have protested, which is a very powerful line. So therefore, that's the second obligation. Every Jew has an opportunity, the mitzvah, of hechiach techiach esametecha. The third obligation could be that it's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have a person who loves a certain thing, he'll talk about him the whole time, whatever it may be. And therefore, I don't want to go into the whole thing, there isn't time, we'll run out of time, but look at the last line. He says, Hin Choraye Ba'alil, says the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Chaimus Hados, in the Hakdoma, Shehazrizus Echot Lechaveir Lekiyum Dos Hashem. If a person encourages another person in a religious way, he etzem ha-mitzvah saseh shel Avas Hashem. It's just an expression of your Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is one of the 630 mitzvahs, is one of the six mitzvahs tamidias. And therefore, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to tell everyone about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to encourage others to have a connection as well. And then the fourth obligation is a very interesting one, and it's actually Hashavas Aveda. Right? Hashavas Aveda. Says, again, it's the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Chaimus Hados, this is Mai Megimel. Kosov Batorah, Ki Sifka Sher Oivecha, when you encounter the ox of your enemy, Oichamoirai, or his donkey, Toye, straying, he's lost, Hoshev Teshivenulo, you have to return it. Umizen Nuchal Nispoinin, and from this we can extrapolate. Im Chosah HaTorah Kol Kach, Amamoinah Shel Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so concerned about the financial assets of another Jew, Afilo Chamoro Eseo, even on his donkey or his sheep, Sheto, V'chirchik Min HaDerech, and is straying from the path, V'hutzruch Omol Rav LaHatoisei HaDerech, needs a lot of effort to get this donkey or this sair, this sheep, back to its owner. For kol shekein kamatzorich l'rachim al nefesh Yisrael, how much more so you have to have rachmonis on a Jewish soul, shetoyem in a derech that is straying from the path. Afilim yitzarech omul rav, even if it needs a lot of effort, l'zev l'iris v'lashiv al derech. So very interesting observation of the Chofetz Chaim. So four possible obligations of kiruv, arevus, hechiach, techiach, samatech, avas Hashem, and hashovas aveda. And just to add that, you know, aside from anything else in the halachic obligation, I think, you know, every situation, every family is different, but I think by and large, it enhances your whole Shabbos table. You know, my wife and I for many years now have been on the JLE hospitality list, and we've had all types over the years, and it enhances our Shabbos table, and Yontov tables, and the experiences, and the conversation, and in a way, the concern is your own family and your kids, but in a way, actually having conversations on these sort of, you know, sometimes more meaningful conversations, it actually is part of your kids' chinuch. And it actually you can educate your kids and you can help them in a sort of indirect way. But again, every family is different, every situation is different, and charity does begin at home, and you need to balance it with the needs of your own family and your own situation, but that shouldn't be overlooked. Now, inviting a Shabbos guest, when you know they're going to be Mechal Shabbos, how does that work? So interestingly, the famous tshuva on this topic is Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Rav Moshe Sternbuch is now a man who's nearly 97 years old. He was the first maspid, they gave a hesped for the dying, his brother-in-law, last week. And this is a question that was put to him. This is in the first volume of Tshuvas Vanhoggus in Shin Nun Ches. Says the question, Ben Baal Tshuva. There was a young man who became a Baal Tshuva. Mazmin Hayrov Lesudas Lel Shabbos. He invited his parents to a Shabbos Suda, and he knows that his parents are going to drive home on Shabbos. So he wants to know, am I allowed to invite my parents for a Shabbos meal in the knowledge that they're going to drive home? Okay? Hine, let's look at this. Second last paragraph on the page. Hine tainus habenhi, the argument of the son is, shebederech zu hum makarves hayov liyadus, by inviting his parents to the Shabbos meal, He's going to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. Rak shechreshish b'mashemachshin l'nachal Shabbos, but he's just concerned that he's going to cause them chil Shabbos by causing them to drive home. Avam yidach, but on the other hand, heim belav hochim mechalim Shabbos. They're not keeping Shabbos anyway. V'leich baslam, and sadly, it doesn't bother them. Rak tikvosoi shelat laat yiskarvu. His hope is that slowly, slowly, they're going to become more religious. Uledvarov kvar roye hiskadmus. He's already seen the progress, Sheyesh Etzlam, Kva Gisha Acheres Lados, they're already, you know, making small strides. V'toyle ha'dovu zesh mekarves ha'mazminim. And he attributes this to the fact that he invited them, and he has a relationship with them, and they come to his house. Av shenoysim b'chazor ha'vayse, even though they travel home afterwards. Av l'shoyel shema osam ishram issa lifnei. So it seems like it's already happening, and now maybe he's got a guilty conscience, I don't know, and he asks from Sternbuch, is this allowed? Nire. It appears she yisoid ha'isad lifnei iver hu dumya da'ar shemachshil iver shemachshilay. The whole isav lifnei iver, causing another Jew to stumble, is only if you're, it's analogous to causing a blind person to stumble. But if you're trying to benefit this person, then perhaps it's not considered a stumbling block. If a surgeon is performing surgery, he's causing an incision in the body, that's not called grievous bodily harm. That's not called make chaveiro. I'm not causing any bad for this person. Or give him a bad piece of advice. I'm just hoping that they're going to come back and keep Torah and mitzvahs. He is causing this on himself. I'm not causing him to stumble. And therefore, if Shemuch says this is not considered a problem of lifnei iver, the kimin she'in a mitzvah osom l'naseya. I'm not a mitzvah, so I'm not instructing them to ride. I'm just inviting them to the meal. I'm not saying to them, okay, now get in your car and drive home. But adarab, on the contrary, hodiyah lohem shemitzdaya b'kach. They see my distress and my upset and the fact that they're driving home. Su'ein kan chiv arevus. There's no even concern of arevus. Etc. There's no issue of lifnei iver over here. And then he goes on, he says in the next paragraph, very interestingly, there could be a problem of chil Hashem. If all of a sudden a car rocks up outside your house on Friday night or Shabbos morning, and the hosts, you know, your parents get out of this car to come for the Shabbos meal, maybe there's a chil Hashem here. He says, so therefore, you know what you can tell them? Tell them don't park outside. Amazing. Sheboim lebeisav mechonit mefahesya be'etzim yom haShabbos. V'lochein yesh lirish al kol polim lo yachanu es mechonisum somach lebeisav. Don't park outside. B'mokim sheyagishu sheboim yimuchad etzlei. There they were in the area and they just parked around the corner or something. Amazing. And in short, Rav Sternbuch allows it. And he gives various arguments. One argument is that the guest is desecrating Shabbos regardless of my invitation. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos, and sadly he's not religious. Moreover, he's actually minimizing his Chil Shabbos because of the several hours that he's going to be in my house, he's not being Mechal Shabbos. If he were not to be in my house and he'd be home, who knows what he'd be doing? Furthermore, when he's in my house, he's eating kosher food. So aside from the Chil Shabbos, if he was home and eating Friday night meal, Shabbos lunch at home, who knows what he'd be eating? Also, he adds, there's no mesayeya, aiding a sinner, for someone who deliberately sins. And the purpose of the invitation is for kirov, and it's not to aid the sinner. Now, I should add that there is no, it's not a unanimous decision, this. There are other poskim who disagree. And famously, Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, this is in Tov Shin Yud Gimel, which is 1953, so it's a very old tshuva, the bottom box there, Nishalti Meharav Naftali Kalabach mit Detroit. He was asked, Rav Moshe was asked this question. Now there was different. It wasn't a Shabbos meal. He was clearly the Rav of the Shul, and he wanted to encourage people to come on Shabbos, but he fully understood that people are going to drive to Shul. I don't know exactly the circumstances of his Shul and where the congregants lived, but it was clear that his concern was they were going to drive to Shul. And Moshe said to him, if this is going to cause Chil Shabbos, if there's no way they could come without driving, Vaday Osa. But although Moshe says it's Osa, the consensus and the contemporary practice certainly is to be lenient. And in fact, in a letter to Or Samech, the famous Kiruv organization in Yerushalayim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was lenient. But he did add, and this is the important but, that a guest who is not within walking distance should be offered accommodation. He should be offered the opportunity to sleep over. And if they choose not, then that's their prerogative. And that is a standard practice. And therefore, most Kiruv organizations across the world, they would encourage local, you know, the communities to try and, you know, to invite them. And they would offer hospitality, or they or you would offer hospitality, and if they choose not to, then it would be acceptable according to, you know, the consensus of poskim. So it's an interesting topic. There's much more to explore, but those are some of the issues.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.